Commercial fisherman Keith Ward makes his living scouring the coastal waters around St. Mark's for mullet, a small gray fish that live near piers in the area.
I don't know what's happened. They're not here like they used to be.
For the first time in 20 years, he's catching mullet using a net with mesh gap larger than 2 inches, starting just hours after Leon Circuit Judge Jackie Fulford reaffirmed her ruling that Florida Fish and Wildlife rules limiting net mesh size not only harm commercial fishermen, but actually harm the mullet fish population they're supposed to protect.
The status quo, I believe, in my opinion, has resulted in unnecessary killing and waste. And by the adoption of the FWC rules after the net ban amendment, it's resulted in an unfair application of the net ban.
In order to prevent overharvesting, Florida voters ratified a constitutional amendment in 1994 that limits the size of all nets to 500 square feet and further bans the use of gill nets, which catch fish by entangling their gills. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission took those rules further by also regulating a net's mesh size according to what fish a person is catching. And after 2 decades of court battles, the question of whether it was fair to further limit a net's mesh size made it to Judge Fulford's bench. She sided with Keith Ward and other commercial fishermen who say the 2-inch rule has devastated their livelihoods.
And used to this time of year, if it was before 95, you'd have seen 50 boats, mullet boats out here today on this ride we took. And now, and that's all jobs that's gone. It's all people that used to work. St. Mark's used to have 50, 75 mullet fishermen in it. Now I'm the last mullet fisherman left in St. Mark's.
Ward says the 2-inch rule makes it close to impossible to catch marketable fish. He says more often than not, he catches juvenile fish that end up dying after being thrown back into the water. An act, he says, contradicts the FWC rules, which were intended to prevent wasteful fishing. But Florida Fish and Wildlife researcher Brent Winter says if Ward's assertions were true, the mullet population would be declining, not growing.
As far as stock assessments is concerned, the mullet populations, the relative size and age of mullet in the population, like in Tampa Bay, have increased over the past 10, 20 years.
According to FWC assessments, the net ban has led to more mullet spawning, not less. And wildlife officials say it's because the smaller nets prevent fishermen from killing off spawning females, who can carry up to 3 million eggs or roe at one time. But Jack Rudlow, president of Gulf Specimen Marine Laboratories, a marine research nonprofit, says he doesn't believe either party has the environment's best interest in mind.
I don't think they really give a damn about fish populations of any sort. If not, they wouldn't allow the destructions of wetlands and marshlands and draining of swamps and pesticides and poisons and all of that.
Likewise, he says the fishermen are only concerned with their bottom lines.
Now, that being said, I'm really rather disgusted with the fishermen who won't lift a finger to protect wetlands or stand to protect the habitat whatsoever. So, it's not good there either.
Rudlow believes the 20-year court battle over net mesh size only serves to distract people from the broader issue of environmental conservation. Meanwhile, state attorneys are appealing Fulford's decision, and the original net ban could go back into effect as the case makes its way upstream in the legal system. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank.